We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Midday show, Andy and Randy. Willie P in for Andy on a happy hour Friday, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. Hope you're enjoying yourself, and wherever you might be listening to us, hope you're enjoying a nice cold beverage wherever you are. You can share those with us on social media at Willie P Style, at Randy Mac 81, at Brian _ Gephardt, and at Wendy Radio. We'll also ask you for Sports Jeopardy questions. We'll be playing that at 12:40. And also your fantasy football questions for this week three of the NFL season. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a moment. Talk about what happened last night in the game between the Dolphins and the Jaguars. I do feel compelled to add to the story we were talking about yesterday, Randy, with Andy and his chase for par 70 and to try and break 70. He was plus two with two to go, and I texted him because we kind of were left on a cliffhanger as to how it ended. He lipped out a birdie attempt on 17, which would have got him to even, and then in his words, I bogeyed 18 like a moron.
Well, hey, I'm just glad my dog got out there. They could have him and Brian to discuss all that. I'm just glad my dude got out there because I know that he thought he was back in Seattle as much as it rained yesterday. And I was just looking up. I was like, it just rained just a second ago. It's supposed to be clear and everything this weekend. So hopefully that little shower, little sprinkle, that little hiccup or whatever that just came down is going to go away, because I got big plans this weekend, and a lot of it is catered around me being outside doing those things, Willie P.
He says he likes the rain golf, and I don't know if he, you know, but just growing up in Seattle, or maybe he took a trip over to St. Andrews and thinks that's, you know, romantic. I cannot do the rain when it comes to the golf, man. I don't like being wet.
Oh, I mean, there's nothing that's gonna get me on the golf course if it's raining. I mean, I'm sorry for that. I mean, I like playing golf. You know, I don't go out my way to play, but I mean, I enjoy playing it. And you know, but that's my dude. That's his thing. That's what he loves to do. I'm glad he's having a great time with him and his girls up there visiting her family and everything. And you know, just to get some R&R, man. I mean, sometimes you need it, man, especially when you get a chance to go hang out with your babies.
We were talking about favorite vacations before. I remember, it was last year or earlier this year, you and Donna went to the ski lodge, and you spent the entire time inside drinking. How did you negotiate that deal? That's what I want to know.
Oh, no. I mean, I went out, and we went snowmobiling and all that stuff.
Oh, you
and
did?
Did
okay.
The tour and everything. No, it was cool. Breckenridge is cool. We're going again this in December. So, I mean, that's our thing. Now, we usually have a trip planned or whatever for just a weekend. So, I mean, it's fun. I mean, I did more drinking than skiing, without a doubt. But, you know, I mean, you got to get out there. I just, you know, as long as my toes and fingers are good, I'm good to go. But
when I'm not good with the cold weather vacation.
When you're riding
a
snowmobile out in the middle of nowhere like we were, for like an hour, like at minute 45, I had, I had them high tech, them nice gloves, Willie P. I don't even know the name of them. It was so nice. And, you know, once the fingertips start getting cold, man, I was like, man, it's about time to take this thing in.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. That's exactly what I said. I've never done the cold weather vacation before. I've always,
yeah, it's about time to take this thing in, man.
I can't make it happen. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go.
Which is brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up. Another way they make you smile. Awesome game last night from Ryan Fitzpatrick. He becomes the first NFL quarterback in recorded history to beat an opponent with six different teams. He has beaten the Jacksonville Jaguars with the Dolphins, the Bengals, the Bills, the Titans, the Texans, and the Jets. Incredible for your bearded warrior.
Oh, yeah, man. It was good to see my damn Dolphins get a win last night, even though it was against Jacksonville. But, you know, Fitzy, I would say he's one of my favorite teammates I ever had. And, you know, it's good to see my man played on last night. Next Sunday, he's going to throw four damn interceptions. That's the word of Fitzy, man. But, I mean, he is a great teammate. And, you know, like Brian brought up, they did say it in the broadcast, like he's the only player on that entire team that's over the age of 30. So, you see where they're trying to go. And I know everybody wants Tua Tagovailoa down there in Miami, and everybody is clamoring for him. But, I mean, we're not in that building. We're not at practice. Maybe he's just not ready. And maybe they're just not ready to put him in. But he will play this year. It's just a matter of when he's ready to play. And that one thing you don't want to do, if you don't think a young quarterback is ready, you don't rush him out there, man. And the thing with it is that I was looking at their schedule. They got Jets by Jets. So maybe he should, yeah, those, so that should be around. Yeah, they got Jets by Jets. So
and the
maybe
Jets
that around
on a
that
short
time,
week too. They're on a short.
Hell
week,
yeah! So maybe the time that you might get to see a little bit more of the young man. But yeah, happy for my damn Dolphins last night, and got my man Mike Gesicki got him a touchdown. But other than that, I got to talk to Mike because Mike, I like Mike. Mike need to get a little bit more physical, man. I mean, damn, if he ain't running wide open, he get knocked on the damn ground and everything. But yeah, Dolphins got to win. Jacksonville Minshew looked like Minshew last night too.
That's crazy. Here's the thing about Fitzpatrick, and I know you two were teammates. He just, I don't know if I'm bothered by his level of swag, but I feel like he just emanates the whole Harvard thing a little bit too much. Like you look at that guy, it's like he's the Harvard guy. Like that's a little too much for me.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with it, he's just going to be him, man. He's going to do what he do. You saw the shirt he had on. That probably wasn't his. You remember last time when he was at press conference, remember when he wore Deshaun Jackson's his jacket and chain and everything? That's just Fitz, man, a guy that everybody likes to be around. You know, just a consummate pro that you always want to play with, but you just always got to know what the results might be with it, because he'll throw four touchdowns, and then on a Sunday, then come around on that Thursday night game and throw five interceptions. That's just the thing that you got to live with until Tua is ready to roll, man. And I think that, you know, maybe sooner than later, they're going to let him, at least, Willie P, let him get some snaps. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know, put him in there for a little bit. Let him get his feet wet a little bit, instead of when he goes in, finally, he got that full boat.
I'll be damned, you're right. They do have Jets by Jets. So they have three byes in a row, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying. Of course, the Falcons this weekend take on the Chicago Bears, looking for their first victory of the season. Here's Darquez Dennard, who talked about if there's any more pressure to win against the Bears on Sunday.
I think we all excited to go out there and compete, but I don't think it kind of, no pressure at all, honestly. I just think, you know, it's important because it's the next game, if that makes any sense. So it's just, you know, we just got to go 1-0 each week, can't look forward, can't look in the past, you know, control, and that's this week with the Bears and have all our focus on the Bears.
And I even think about this secondary, because I thought that this secondary was the deepest unit on the football team, and it's been a zero for them. I mean, we've seen A.J. Terrell play well, but Isaiah Oliver hasn't. And Darquez Dennard had a poor performance in game one, a little uneven in game two. I even think, too, that there were some guys in that secondary who you look at them and you say, oh, my goodness, you expect more out of Keanu Neal. I know KZ probably wanted him to get a little bit lower on the touchdown saving tackle attempt that didn't happen when he got trucked by Zeke. So, I mean, it's something where it's like this has to be the best unit on the defense if this team wants to be successful. Do you agree?
They got to play better. I know that. I mean, the thing with everything he lists up, I think Keanu's playing well. The last place, you don't want Keanu on the hash a lot. You know, that's the one place you don't want him at a lot. You want him to be around the box and be in that hole and rat player, which he does such a great job. I think A.J. Terrell has been playing well. Oliver, you know, he's just not trusting his technique right now. And it's so obvious, Willie P, by the plays that he gives up. You're just like, and I know that. For a fact, I know Raheem Morris and those defensive coaches are not teaching that technique, so he's got to shore up that part. It wasn't no way in the hell KZ was stopping that. KZ could came in with the perfect form. Willie P broke down and everything, chest up, all that. Zeke was getting in that damn end zone, and he was just in the way. I mean, that was one of the situations where a truck was going over a speed bump no matter what. So, but, yeah, they got to get it fixed, man. And, you know, Kendall Sheffield's not coming, obviously not going to play this weekend. Dennard, he's been fine in the slot. You know, he just suffers through the thing that some of the slot corners do when you get when a receiver gets a two-way go. It's just, you know, that's just what it is sometimes. And, you know, they were able to take advantage of that a couple times last week. So, I mean, I'm with you, Willie P. They have to play a lot better. But they got to they just can't give up that the easy, because the big plays that the Falcons give up, it looked like it's just easy, don't it? It's like, damn.
Right.
Well, that was just too damn easy. You know, make them work for it at least. You know, I mean, I always say they get a paycheck too, but at least make them work for that damn paycheck. That was that's been one of the things I've been noticing. It's just like when they give up big plays, they just seem like it's so easy for the other team to get the big plays, but yet it's so damn hard for the Falcons to get there. You am I the only one that looks at it that way?
You're not, and I feel like there's a Dan if you do, Dan if you don't scenario when it comes to them, because when they play that soft zone, a lot of the underneath stuff is that's where that happens. And then you mentioned this yesterday, most of those explosive plays came when they were in man coverage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, a lot of that is tech work. A lot of times, but also you got to give, you know, the receivers credit. They get paid. Yeah. But I mean, at least make it hard. That's my biggest thing and my takeaway so far on this, especially on these corners. Make it harder on them. You know, nobody's going to have a no catch. You know, everybody's going to catch a pass. These receivers are talented, but make them work for it. You know what I mean? Just that's the biggest thing. I mean, make them work the releases. Don't give them an easy off the ball. Hell, you give any receiver a cushion like that, they're going to catch the ball. I mean, make it harder.
We were talking about how this week might be the greatest amount of defensive playmakers that the Falcons have seen. This is the worst wide receiving core they've seen for the first 3 weeks. I mean, I probably didn't give enough credit to Seattle's group, the way they played against the Falcons. Dallas certainly had the best core of this triumvirate that they play. I'm not necessarily looking over there and seeing anything other than Allen Robinson that really concerns me. That's just my
own
opinion.
You right there. I mean, Anthony Miller, he can make some plays. You know, he can make some plays. But, yeah, it's all about Allen Robinson in that pass game. But the one thing they do with him is they just don't leave him out there at the X receiver. They let him play all over the field. Haven't got a lot of production out of the tight end position. But we know that Jim, everybody knows with Jimmy, he's not the guy. He wasn't in New Orleans, but he's still a viable option. But, yeah, they can Allen Robinson is the key in the pass game. But as soon as we say that, somebody else gets off. They got to get their pads on these running backs. I think that's one of the bigger things is don't let that 2-yard check down or that 3-yard check down by the back by Mitchell Trubisky, and y'all don't put your pads on him. He breaks a tackle. He goes with 12. You got to get your pads on these guys.
The most valiant performance in week number 2 that didn't involve a win, I think you could say, was the New England Patriots lost to Seattle on Sunday Night Football. They have the Raiders coming in off a big Monday night win. Cam Newton says it's not important. It's important to play well, but that's not the most important thing.
Who cares about QBR? Who cares about total tackles? Who cares about yards after catch? Who cares about catches? Who cares about yards thrown? Who cares about yards rushed? Who cares how many touchdowns you threw, ran, or interceptions you got, or whatever, from youth league, rec ball, football, to high school, to college, to anything that requires you keeping score. The most important statistic is, did you win or did you lose?
It's weird. As someone who's been conditioned to hate this franchise with every fiber of my freaking being, Cam Newton is making me somebody who wants to see the Patriots win, or at least him have success. Because
I think that's the thing. I think that's it.
He makes them likable.
We want Cam to have success. He's absolutely correct, because everybody makes so big a deal in stats and everything, and you know, and because of we live in the fantasy football era, and I'm getting some questions already on fantasy football. Make sure y'all guys stay tuned. 120, we'll get to them. But yeah, I look at it as this: you know, he's playing well, and Cam is not worried about the money. He's not worried about all that stuff. But he played well. He played really well last night, and he threw the ball excellent. I don't think I've seen Cam throw the ball that well in a long time, Willie P, as he did last week. They got the Raiders coming to town, a team that's coming, you know, 2-0. They want to see, you know, they want to stay in that hunt out there in the AFC, out there in the AFC West. And Gruden's got them playing well. I mean, they got a fantastic player tight end. I mean, Derek Carr, he's playing well. I mean, he is. And Josh Jacobs is a problem in the run and the passing game. So they're going to have their work cut out for him. I just saw something else, Willie P. Looks like Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to play this weekend either.
Alshon Jeffrey also not going to play either.
Looks like Nick Mullins is going to be the starter this weekend. They're playing the damn Giants, so they'll be all right. I mean, they're playing the damn Giants.
On that sticky turf in MetLife.
But it came out, they examined it. They said it's fine.
I understand. Here's my thing, and I don't claim to be a prophet. I don't claim to be smarter than some of these other people who opine and talk about football. But how in the hell did people not see that this was going to work? Like Bill Belichick doesn't do anything by accident. And, you know, again, I know it's only 2 weeks. It's a small sample size. But for me, the experiment's worked. And
it's not even an I didn't even look at an experiment. Most of that right there was just pure hate on Cam, dog. Let's just call it what it was. That's all it was. It was hate on Cam. So, and Brian just let me know Josh Jacobs has not practiced this week. So, I mean, that might be something to look, you know, as we get closer to the weekend. But yeah, that was just pure hate on Cam, man. That's all it was. But you know what? He's proven the doubter. I hate saying he's proven his doubters wrong. Cam is just being Cam. Cam's going out there and doing what he's doing. And Bill Belichick is the best coach to ever coach in the National Football League. Of course they were going to adjust to it. I think people thought that he was going to come in and run New England's offense. No.
England.
I think everybody thought that. Oh, they're going to run. You can't do what Tom Brady did. No. They're different quarterbacks. That's why Bill's the best. Oh, my God.
Exactly. You're right. Absolutely right. It is the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Willie P in for Andy. It is a happy hour Friday. It's also a Falcons Friday, which means we talk to Chris Goforth, host of the Falcon pregame show, also the host of College Football Game Time, which you can hear tomorrow on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from 9 until noon. Chris, Randy, and Chuckery. We'll talk some Falcons and college football with Chris next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and radio.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The world of sports has changed, and when it comes to Atlanta sports fans, no one keeps you up to date like we can. We're covering what matters here, locally in the world of sports. For continuing updates, keep it here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Willie P in for Andy. Shout out to Black Manther, who says he's about to mix, looks like a coconut berry energy drink with Tito's.
Ain't mad at you, homie. Go ahead. Do you, man. Do you, man. That's my dog right there, man. He be killing me with this coconut energy drink. I tell you, I just don't see how people put energy drinks with liquor. But, I mean, so many of y'all do it. But I know my girl Wendy loves her some Red Bull and vodka. I'm good on that. Just give me my liquor straight and hot, and I'm good to go.
I just don't like coconut. I mean,
I'm not a big fan of it either. I'm not a big fan of it either. But you know that. I mean, to each his own. That's all
my rules for my rules for Malibu are the same rules that I have for hard seltzer. They need to be adjacent to a body of water in order for them to touch my lips. That's all. It's good. That's the way that I feel.
I'm with you, homie. I'm with you, homie.
Dan Quinn just said, by the way, Kendall Sheffield and Ricardo Allen both are not going to play against the Bears on Sunday. He's ruled both of those guys out. Also, Julio Jones will be a game-time decision. That's something that we expected coming in. And with that, it is now time to be joined by the man who you hear not only today, but tomorrow and Sunday, the host of College Football Game Time and the host of the Falcons Radio Network pre, post-game, and halftime shows, Chris Goforth. He joins us on the WadeForward.com hotline. So, Chris, I enjoyed the measured angst and perspective, the mix of both of those that you and Harry had after the game on Sunday. Now that you've had some couple of days to think about it, how do you feel about this team after 2 weeks?
disappointed.
Okay.
That's fair.
I think, especially coming out of the game against Dallas, I mean, Harry and I, we're sitting there 4.5 minutes left in the game, and we're talking about, you know, kind of where we wanted to go in each segment of the post game, because we thought we were going to be talking about they're up by 2 scores. There's, 4:45, whatever, just under 5 minutes left. We're, getting things together, making sure, we got all our reads and everything put together for the post game show. And then what the hell happened? And how do you have guys that don't know, Randy, to fall on the dadgum football?
Chris, I sat there all day on Sunday. We talked about it all day on Monday. There's no excuse for that. I know that the special teams coach came out. He fell on that sort of way. No, it's on the players. Fall on the damn football. That's just common sense. It's not a matter of we were waiting to see if it goes 10 yards. It's about football sense. It's about being a smart football player. You fall on that football. And with that being said, Chris, I mean, coming into this week, I think one of the and you let me know how you feel about it. The biggest thing is that Atlanta has a tendency to be the get-right team for players. And Mitchell Trubisky is a guy who's had in two games two good halves and two bad halves. You know, that's how he's played this year. How important is it for them to get after him? Because you don't want to come in here and let Mitchell Trubisky look like the number 2 overall pick.
No, I agree with you, Randy, and I think that's something that, look, we saw some of that. I think what we saw from the Falcons' defense in the first half against Dallas is kind of what we want to see from them every week, right? I mean, I thought they played well. Now, Dallas helped some by, what was it, four fumbles and lost three of them in about a 10-play span. But, you know, I give, you know, give the Falcons credit for, one, punching some of those balls out, and for, two, having the alertness to be able to fall on it. They got to have more of that. But what we saw was a Falcons defense that was flying around. They were active. They were playing with a lot of energy. And I think that's what they have to have. This whole Bears offense, and look, it all starts with Trubisky. I get that. But they have been so up and down. I visited yesterday for a little while with Tom Thayer, the former Bears offensive lineman, who's their color analyst on radio. And you'll be able to hear that interview on Sunday with him. And you know, this team is just kind of, they're kind of Jekyll and Hyde a little bit on offense. There was a stretch against the Giants last week. They were 7 for 10 on third downs in the first half. Trubisky was 6 of 8 passing for 89 yards, and both of his touchdowns came on third downs. So you go from that, and then you get to the second half where, you know, they can't get out of their own way. So that's kind of where, you know, how the Falcons can match up with those guys, I don't know. I mean, I think there's real reason to be concerned. I think it says a lot about your secondary when A.J. Terrell, the rookie corner, was the highest graded Falcon defender by Pro Football Focus from last week. Think about this, guys. Dak Prescott, against a rookie corner, only targeted him 3 times. 2 passes were complete for 7 yards. So,
crazy.
Randy, you played in this league. You know going into it from those meetings that you had in the league during the week when there was a rookie corner on the opposite side of the field. You guys wanted to take advantage of that. Well, I think it says a lot when A.J. Terrell was only targeted 3 times because the Cowboys knew they had options on the opposite side of the field that they could attack, and that's what they did.
Well, you saw that last week. I mean, last night, Chris.
At some point, whether that's Kendall Sheffield or it's somebody else, man, the secondary and especially the play of the corners, it's got to get fixed.
Well, Chris, you saw that last week. I mean, last night, the Dolphins versus the Jaguars. C.J. Henderson, what happened?
Raggedy.
They went after that rook the whole game, and you saw what happened right there. And that's a testament to him. Now, you know, I think Pro Football Focus is a bunch of damn dorks with pencil with pen protectors, pocket protectors, whatever you want to call it.
But,
I mean, whatever. I can look at A.J. Terrell and said he played well last week. He was one of the only defenders on the Falcons defense to play well. But that's just me. That's how me and Dave Archer. That's how we feel about the people.
I got you. And you know, again, it's not necessarily about their grade per se, Randy. It's the fact that a rookie corner going up against that Dallas offense with those wide receivers, and they got some guys over there, and they only threw his way 3 times.
Yeah, I mean that's saying something. That's saying something. And Willie P, I'll let you take it right here. Willie P was talking about like how important do they need to be the most important unit on that defense right now.
I think you're right.
I think there's certainly the unit on that defense that's holding everybody else back. I think you can find some bright spots along the defensive line. Certainly think you can find some bright spots at linebacker, especially the way Foyer played before he had to leave with the injury last weekend. Outside of A.J. Terrell, name me a bright spot in that Falcons secondary. I don't think there's been one yet other than his play. And I keep going back to it. I think it says a lot that they chose to target, you know, a veteran guy rather than going after the rookie.
Chris Goforth joining us, Falcons pre, post, and halftime host, also the host of College Football Game Time here with us on the WaitForIt.com hotline on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I feel like the matchup with the Falcons on offense and the Bears on defense, this will be the toughest defense I think the Falcons have seen, Chris. What do you think is the best way to attack this group that loves to get upfield, loves to rush the passer?
Yeah, I think the Falcons have got to be able to run the ball a little bit better than what they have. Now, that defense, we talk about it being, you know, maybe the strength of their team, certainly, you know, and they are third in the NFL in terms of points allowed, but they're also 16th in yardage. So while they have not surrendered a lot of points, they have given up some yards. I know from talking to Tom Thayer yesterday, that's the real big concern around Bears camp is how do they contain, how do they slow down Matt Ryan in this Falcons passing attack, which has been, you know, for as woeful as the secondary has been, you know, 443 yards per game, that's fourth in the NFL for the Falcons offense and averaging 32 points per game. While I think the Bears will be the best defense that the Falcons have seen so far, I think you can also say the opposite. I think the Falcons offense will by far be the best that the Bears have seen thus far in the year. I still want to see the run game get cranked up. I think last week was only the second time in his career where Todd Gurley had over 20 touches in a game and his team lost. So I'd still like to see that run game get cranked back up. I'd like to be going into the, you know, middle of the fourth quarter and seeing Todd Gurley with, you know, 80 to 90 yards rushing at that point in the game would make me feel a whole lot better.
Last Chris, one for you. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Willie.
I did want to ask him about Georgia since we have you, Chris, just because of the fact that we do have college football coming back inside the SEC this weekend. Your initial impressions of what we're going to see tomorrow from the Bulldogs against Arkansas?
Oh, you know, I think it may be a little sloppy in terms of, you know, some penalties and stuff like that on both sides just because, you know, there wasn't much of a spring practice and it's been an awkward offseason to say the least. So I think it may be a little bit sloppy from a penalty standpoint. But overall, you know, if Georgia doesn't win this thing by 30 points, I would be disappointed. I mean, I think they're clearly the much more talented team than what Arkansas is.
And Chris, with that being said, DeJuan Mathis, the anticipation that it looks like he's going to be the actual starting quarterback. Your thoughts on that, and how do you think Georgia will approach having him in as the starting quarterback?
I like the idea, Randy. You know, you and John Chuckery and I, we talked about this on College Football Game Day or Game Time the last two weekends. I like the idea of having DeJuan Mathis back there, especially with a new offensive line, some guys that don't have a ton of experience back there. I like the speed, the athleticism that he brings, the mobility that he gives you back there on some healthy legs. I just think that may be a big key in this game is if those guys up front, if they do struggle a little bit out of the gate, you've got a guy that can run and make some things happen. And Randy, as you've pointed out before, if they give him time, this kid can spin it. He is not a, you know, I mean, this is the guy that Ohio State wanted him to. I mean, you know, Urban Meyer offered him a scholarship for a reason. So he's not at Georgia on some sort of charity case or because, you know, Kirby Smart is friends with his high school coach. I mean, this is a kid that's a big-time player. And I'm excited to see how he looks and what he looks like in command of that offense because from the people that I've talked to, Randy, that have seen this kid play, I mean, they talk like he may be the most athletic and maybe the fastest in terms of a straight line speed, fastest quarterback Georgia's ever had. So snap it to him and let's see what happens.
Big football weekend both days, Chris. Thank you so much for taking some time with us.
CG.
See you guys.
Part of our big weekend lineup, College Football Game Time, 9 to noon. Also, he'll be on with the Falcons Radio Network pre, post, and halftime show beginning at 11 on Sunday. In the Wendy Zone, coming up next, an end to a story that might have the man who usually sits here upset. Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Willie P. in for Andy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Radio.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Download the Radio.com app and take us with you wherever you go.
Just go! Catch up on the latest Atlanta sports, no matter where you are. If Atlanta sports matter to you,
get the Radio.com app and never miss a thing.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
I'm a lady.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you're not hungry, you become average.
Hey, happy hour edition of the Wendy Zone here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Hour Friday. Keep sending us your drinks. Also, your Sports Jeopardy questions an hour from now and your fantasy football questions all on our social media at Wendy Radio, at Brian _ Gephardt. Good morning, Wendy. Happy Friday to you.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Well, speaking of happy hour and food, because, you know, we have that Kirby Smart clip coming in, I'll do both for you guys just before we get into the other stories, because Oktoberfest events have been going on for some time. So if you're staying at home, a lot have been canceled because of obviously COVID-19. So Sam Adams wants you to get drunk at home, which essentially you've all been doing for 6 months. The people at Sam Adams teamed up with Auntie Anne's Pretzels. They're selling Oktoberfest at home kits that come with everything you need to celebrate. So the kit includes a 6-pack of Sam Adams Oktoberfest beer, 10 soft pretzels, 4 sets of Lederhosen suspenders, 4 hats, 2 glass steins, 4 special edition beer koozies, a recipe book, and an Oktoberfest playlist. So there you go, guys.
Okay. I paid an embarrassing amount of money.
How many, you know, kits do you get per family member? Because 6 beers ain't going to be enough. So, yeah. You know.
But you do get 4 sets of Lederhosen suspenders. So, I mean, at least it's got 4 of those.
I've worn Lederhosen before. It's not that bad, you know.
Oh, I'd pay an embarrassing amount of money to see you in Lederhosen.
I mean, I did it for a Halloween costume once. It was a Halloween costume. But, yeah, I mean, you know, really? I mean, any way you could get your drink on.
Pixar, it didn't happen, Randy. Pixar, it didn't happen.
Oh, I got pictures of it, but I mean, that's irrelevant to the point. It was a long time ago. But I look at it like this, Wendy. I'll take it. Ain't nothing like that. Some good old Sammy Adams.
Would you pay $89 for it?
Oh, hold on. How much?
$89 for the
pack. Oh, hell no. I'm good on that. You know how many cases of beer I can get for
$89? Have you ever had those Auntie Anne pretzels?
They're pretty good.
They're good. They ain't worth $89.
It might be. Dip those.
Would you pay $89 for it?
Absolutely not, because I don't like beer, Randy. Now, if it was vodka, we'd have a different story.
If Wendy got a case of Truly's and some Auntie Anne's pretzels, I don't think there's a there's not a limit.
But I would need more than a 6-pack of Truly's, because they're delicious, Randy, and I would go through them like water.
Do they even sell Truly's in a 6-pack? The only time I've ever seen Truly's is the big 24-pack deal.
Yeah, the 24-pack. Yeah, that's all they come in. So, yeah. Randy, that's how you know they're delicious.
Okay. No, I look at it like that. I mean, people who drink Truly, they drink them in packs, I would hope, right?
You drink them in packs.
Like, yeah. I know ain't no dude just getting a box of Truly's and just sitting at home drinking Truly's watching the game.
I don't know if that's not – I think some people do.
That's funny.
We'll just move on from that.
That's funny.
I think there's a lot more people that do that than you think, Randy. And if you do it, just text us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, because I don't want to.
Like, seriously, are you going to sit there and watch SEC and watch Georgia and Florida and play with a case of Truly's?
Why not?
I won't do that. Again, I told you.
If you do, that's your business. I am not going to judge. I'm just curious. Do you?
I'm just telling you that, like Malibu rum, a Truly has to be adjacent to a body of water as far as that goes for me.
I'll send everyone a photo, because I will be drinking Truly's. Go Gators, by the way. I had to get that in. Thanks, Randy, for the reminder. Go Gators, because they also play tomorrow. Well, this is a story that is going to have Andy Bunker upset, and when I tell you, you're going to understand why. It's official, because Robert Kraft now off the hook in his sex spa case. This is according to TMZ Sports. They've got the court record showing prosecutors dismissed Kraft's 2 misdemeanor charges of soliciting a prostitute, with officials saying Thursday they didn't have enough evidence for the conviction, which means, guys, that video that they had will never see the light of day again. So I'm sorry, Andy Bunker, you will not get your eyes on that Robert Kraft video.
Oh, yeah. And you know he's upset about that, because everybody knows Andy wanted to see the video of Robert Kraft getting serviced at the spa. I mean, I never wanted to see that. And I know a lot of people did. The thing with it is, I'm surprised that TMZ didn't get a hold of it. That just goes to show you how much money Robert Kraft has. And, you know, it is a crime. But the thing about it is that y'all put yourself in that situation, because I've never been to that particular one. But most of them are in like some like a rundown like strip mall.
How do you know?
It's like, Willie P, it's like 6 Rolls Royce lined up outside of this. So either it's a damn mafia meeting or something like that's going down.
I think they showed like a MapQuest or Google Maps about like where this place was, and you were right. It was some sort of, you know, run down strip mall with not really anything else going on other than that particular joint. But yeah, I'm not with wanting to see that. I don't need to see an old man getting his jollies on. I don't need to see that. Mean,
but the thing about it, man, Robert Kraft can get him one of them bad things, man. You know what I'm saying? Robert, first of all, he's swaggy and he's loaded. I mean, they must use like some different like creamers or something in that spot. I don't know. I just don't get it. I thought you got all that loot. Well, I'm gonna get caught.
We know where that money wasn't going to Tommy. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I'm just curious, man. You know what was so special about that spot?
Because he thought he wasn't gonna get caught.
Convenience is the answer.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just curious. What's so good about that spot?
I just don't know why you spend your money on that.
Oh my god, I was about to say something so out of pocket. I was about to say something so out of pocket right then. So I'm glad that story over. Yeah, I don't understand why you pay for it. Wendy, you know what, Wendy? Me neither. And I'm just gonna leave it at that.
I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Me either.
Damn. Oh, well, that went off the rails.
Thanks, Wendy.
I don't know whether to say you're welcome. Sometimes
I think that's a good. I think that's a good place to transition away. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wendy.
Yeah. I was about to say something real, just wrong.
Wendy will be back for Sports Jeopardy coming up at 12:40. Send your questions via Instagram direct message or Twitter direct message to @WendyRadio and @Brian_Gephardt. Also send them your fantasy football questions, which we'll get to at 1:20. Most important audio in the entire world comes your way next. Midday Show with Andy and Randy on a happy hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Radio.com.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.